The heavy load of supplies caused the skiff to wallow through the waves. Cole examined the boxes filled with canned foods, clothes, bedroll, axe, cooking gear, heavy rain gear, rubber boots, and even schoolwork he was supposed to complete. He chuckled. Fat chance he'd ever do any schoolwork. Several weeks earlier, Edwin, the Tlingit elder from Drake, had built a sparse, one-room wood shelter for Cole on the island. He described the interior as bare except for a small wood stove and a bed. A good place for a soul to think and heal. Cole resented the cabin and all this gear. When his father had agreed to pay all the expenses of banishment, it was just another one of his buyouts. Cole had news for him. This was just a sorry game. He twisted harder at the handcuffs and winced at the pain. He wasn't afraid of pain. He wasn't afraid of anyone or anything. He was only playing along until he could escape. He glanced back at Garvey. This whole Circle Justice thing had been such a joke. Back in Minneapolis, he had been forced to plead guilty and ask the Circle for help changing his life. Asking for help was a simple con job, but he hadn't liked the idea of pleading guilty. "That's like hanging myself," he had complained to Garvey.
"You can withdraw your guilty plea and go through standard justice anytime you want," Garvey said. "But once you go to trial, it's too late for Circle Justice."
When Cole hesitated, Garvey added,
"I thought you liked being in control, champ."
Cole didn't trust anyone, but what choice did he have? "Okay," he answered reluctantly, "but if you're lying, you'll be sorry." Garvey feigned surprise.
"Let me get this straight, champ. You figure if I'm scared of you, you can trust me."
He smiled thinly.
"You sure have a lot to learn about trust."
"Quit calling me champ," Cole mumbled. "That's not my name." Then grudgingly, he held his tongue. Nobody was going to make him lose his cool. This was a game he planned to win. "So," he asked, "how soon do I start this Circle Justice stuff?"
"You can apply, but that doesn't mean you're automatically accepted. First, the Circle Committee will visit with you. They'll talk to Peter Driscoll and his family, your parents, and others to decide if you're serious about wanting change. It might take weeks."
Garvey hesitated.
"Remember something else. You're wasting everybody's time if you don't truly want change."
Cole nodded obediently, like a little puppy that would follow every rule and jump through any hoop. When he reached the island, that would all come to a screeching stop. Then he would prove to the whole world he was nobody's fool.